It's good to see you. And we're here because it's Sunday, the Lord's Day, the first day of the week. And despite what's happening all around us with the news and sadly about Jean's passing, we're here to worship the Lord our God. And I just pray that we'll be able to just concentrate our thoughts and our minds on the Lord Jesus and our loving Heavenly Father. So as we come before God now, we're just going to be reminded that this morning we're looking at 1 Corinthians 13, verse 6. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. And we're going to open in prayer now. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we praise and bless you for revealing yourself in nature and the universe, but above all in Jesus Christ. We praise you for Jesus, your Son, who is one with you and one with us. As one with you, Jesus shows us what you're like. Jesus reveals your love and shows us the cost of your desire to draw us back to yourself. We praise you, Father, for sending Jesus into this world and to the cross for us. As one with us, Jesus reveals our potential to be your children if we but respond to your love and invitation. So here and now, in this act of worship, we open our lives and minds to you. Come by your Holy Spirit and inspire us, we pray. May the Lord Jesus open our lips, that our mouths may show forth your praise, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, Saviour and Friend. Amen. And now we'll say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not to the time of trial, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're now going to sing our first song, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. And there's a half a verse of musical introduction to start with. So if you want to stand and sing. Sing out if you wish to, if you're allowed to at home. But let us worship God. Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Joy of them to us.
And our next song is, Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed. Let's just come and lead us in our prayers of praise and worship. Loving Father, we thank you that through Jesus Christ, we can come to you. And that through Jesus, our hearts can be changed, renewed. And we just thank you, Father, that your very essence is love. You are love. And you showed your love to us through giving your Son, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, to pay the penalty of our sin on the cross. And by your power, you raised Jesus to life again on the third day, triumphant and victorious over sin and death and hell. And we come this morning and we just praise you, Father. We praise you for your love for us. Individually, you know each one of us, and we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as part of me being able to worship, I put some pictures to songs that I like, that are meaningful to me. And I'm going to share a little one with you now. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Look at the pictures. It just reminds me of the Lord Jesus Christ welcoming us to heaven. And I rather relate to these pictures than just a vague thought. But heaven is going to be so much better than what we can imagine. So we're going to look at this song film now. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. And I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned utterly.
Sing it again, I stand amazed.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
In your presence, Lord.
And I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned of hate. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall be.
I see myself in those pictures. I see myself kneeling before the cross. I see myself standing on the top of a hill, especially in Yorkshire, where I was, and just worshipping God. This is happening in my mind, although I'm reserved in practice, but these song films just help me to express my worship of God. And I hope that it may be helpful to you. We're now going to go to our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. Loving Father, we're in a country and a world of COVID-19 at this time. We praise you that the vaccinations are going out so quickly. We thank you, Father, that you enabled the doctors and the scientists to formulate these vaccines in 10 months instead of 10 years. And Father, I just pray that you will thwart the progress of any variants, these serious variants that are threatening our health. Father, I thank you that by and large, children are not affected by this dreadful disease. And Father, we just pray this morning that you will be with those who are ill with long COVID and going through COVID at this time. And we pray especially for the relatives of those who have died. Father, we lift up to you the NHS and the remarkable work they are doing. We just thank you for them, every single one. And we just thank you for our doctors and nurses and the porters and the cleaners and the surgeons and the specialists. Thank you, Father, for the gifting you've given them. And Father, we thank you that as things start to change and open up, that one regular visitor can go into old people's homes from Monday. We just thank you that things are opening up and just pray that you'll be with those people in these homes, that some may not understand what is happening and why they can't see their loved ones. Be with them, we pray, Father. And also tomorrow, Father, we thank you that schools are starting back. And we just pray for the pupils and the teachers and the support staff, as it's all a bit new again with the testing in secondary schools. Father, we just pray you'd be with them. May it be a delight for pupils and teachers to be back at school, learning and with their friends. And Father, we also pray for those in hospital or waiting for operations or waiting for treatments, some of which have been delayed. We pray that you will be close to them at this time. As they turn to you, Father, may they know your loving arms around them. And Father, we pray also for our government and the decisions they make. And indeed, for governments around the world, not just with the COVID decisions, but all decisions that they make. Just guide them, we pray, Father. May they turn to you. May they want to do the best for their country and people. And we just lift up, indeed, Prince Philip to you as he recovers from this heart operation he's had. And we pray for our Queen, especially today on this Commonwealth Day. Just be with them, we pray. And Father, we see pictures of the Pope visiting Iraq. The first time that a Pope has visited Iraq. Father, may this be the start of understanding. May this be the start of more talks and more understanding between the two. And Father, we pray for our deacons and moderator, Peter Strong, over these coming weeks and months. Guide them, we pray, Father. And we pray for our church meeting on the 18th of March, on Thursday, the 18th. That you will be with us and guide us. And Father, we remember Jean Wardle's family. And we just pray that you'll be close to them at this time of sadness and grief. And Father, we pray for our church, that God will guide us to what he wants for our future. Father, may we know your mind. May we know your guidance. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Jan's going to read to us from God's word, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 to 13.
This is Paul speaking about love. And now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but I have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. But Paul says, when I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Thank you, Jan. Now, we're looking at verse 6. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. But before we look at verse 6, we need to understand what is love. And on Valentine's Day, Nick started off our thoughts very well. And thank you to Nick for that. And we're going to continue. Firstly, what is love? Love, in its fullest and most extensive meaning, true love to God and man, a caring, compassionate nature towards all, growing out of a sincere and passionate devotion to God. And now I'm going to read a quote from Leon Morris from his commentary on 1 Corinthians. Leon Morris says, "It is a love for the utterly unworthy, a love that proceeds from a God who is love. It is a love lavished on others without a thought whether they're worthy or not. Proceeds from the nature of the lover, not from any attractiveness in the beloved. The Christian who has experienced God's love for him while he was yet a sinner, from Romans 5 verse 8, has been transformed by the experience. Now he sees people as those for whom Christ died, the objects of God's love, and therefore the objects of the love of God's people. In his measure, he comes to practice the love that seeks nothing for itself, but only the good of the loved one. It is this love that the apostle unfolds. That's from Leon Morris. And secondly, we're going to look at God's love for us. From Romans 5 and verse 8 that Leon referred to. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. From Romans 5 and verse 8. And Jesus died for us and rose again some 2,000 years ago. And no matter how old we feel being locked up in this COVID, none of us are 2,000 years old. And yet Jesus died for us before we were born, before our parents were born, before our grandparents were born. Jesus died for us, demonstrating his love for us. And also from Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Ephesians 2, 4 and 5. Just demonstrates in words just how much God loves us and how sinful we are, and yet God still died for us through Jesus. And thirdly, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. And this is the verse we're looking at today. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love takes no joy in doing, hearing, or repeating evil of any kind. Love wants the best for everybody. And if anything we do, or hear, or say, or practice injures someone else, then we're not showing true love. And when we understand that we have failed yet again, we need to come back to the Lord Jesus Christ, confess our sin to him, and ask him to strengthen and encourage us and to help us in those areas where we're weak. Love rejoices with the truth. Love doesn't delight in tittle-tattle, in lies, in half-truths. Love rejoices with the truth. And in John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the way to God through faith in him. And he is truth. I am the way, the truth. What Jesus says is true. His life demonstrates truth. But no one comes to the Father except through faith in Jesus. Jesus is our key. Jesus is the person that we're trying to be like, trying to copy. But if we're honest, it's so hard to do that. But Jesus doesn't reduce the conditions. This is love. Jesus demonstrated love. God showed us what love is. And this is how we're to act ourselves. Love takes no joy in doing, hearing, or repeating evil of any kind. And fourthly, God loves you. This is so important, especially when we're cut off from other people, family and friends. You can't physically be at church and worship together. That is coming to an end. And hopefully by June or in June, we will be able to do that. God loves us. God's love is permanent. And God wants us all to respond to his love by believing in and accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour. Jesus has paved the way for us, and God just delights in when men and women, boys and girls, accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour and friend. And a familiar verse that you've heard before, and you'll hear again over these next few weeks, I'm sure. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is just how much God loves us, that whoever believes in him, no matter what you've done, whether you come from Corby, Desborough, or any part of our universe, whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish, but have eternal life. And this is where we can rejoice in and just thank God for his love for us. And God gives us the example of what real love is, giving his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to pay the penalty of our sin on the cross. Jesus left the glory and splendor of heaven and came to earth to die for you and to die for me. God loves you that much. May we love others as God loves us. May we desire to ask God to help us love as God intended. Amen. Now, our last song we had last week, and we got it this week as well. It is a thing most wonderful, or most too wonderful to be, that God's own Son should come from heaven and die to save a child like me. A lovely hymn, lovely words. Let us worship together now. us pray. Loving Father, we thank you and praise you this day, the Lord's Day, for your love for us. Thank you for what you've given us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for raising Jesus to life again. And Father, we just thank you that we can know you through faith in Jesus Christ. We thank you and praise you. And we ask that you'll be with us this week. We're all facing different things. Different events are happening, probably. School starting back. Father, we just pray that we will know your peace and your presence with us. That we will know your loving arms around us throughout this coming week. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. And please do stay for coffee if you can. It'd be good to see each other. Thank you.